Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
In fact, two silent keys. Victor Kilo 4, Bravo Tango, Peter Stevens, and Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo, Ken Buckley. With news of the passing of Pete, here is VK4JJW.
Peter Stevens, VK4BT, passed away last May 15th. He would have made it to 73 years in November. We had a memorial service for him June 11th, which was packed to the rafters. Pete was in a wheelchair after an accident in his early 20s, but talking to him on the radio, you'd never really know it. Possibly the best eulogy as far as Pete's amateur radio activities was given by old mate Reg VK2MNM, who started with one of Pete's normal tongue-in-cheek wisecracks given to him almost every day. So, Reg, what colour M&M are you today?
Good morning, Reg. Tony and the gang. Don't forget your boss.
Pete was a great ambassador for amateur radio and talked to the world, making many contacts and friends. A big thing with him was his enthusiasm for running nets, in particular his favourite every morning with the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, VK4WIG. Starting with CB in the 70s and progressing to an amateur radio licence in 1999, he was very active for 26 years. Pete, instantly recognisable with his distinctive croaky voice, had a few call signs, VK4KTX, VK4IO, and his main one, VK4 Bravo Tango, known as Baggy Trousers, or the main one, Big Trouble.
Yeah, give me heaps. That's all right, I got big broad shoulders.
He had a lot of colloquial sayings. For example, when asked how he was on the day, he'd come back with, "Still on the right side of the grass, the birds are chirping, and there's plenty of blue sky." But particularly in more recent times when he was in hospital, those things were very different. However, he took his radio with him. Another favourite saying was that he would be discombobulated like a moth in a light shop, and when asked what on earth was that word, would spell it out letter by letter. Pete always saw the humour in everything. Sometimes, even when you could tell he was a bit down, with just a few words from his radio mates, he'd be lifted up again. Things like, "Go the Blues!" Because even though he didn't follow the NRL, it was always a tough competition for a bit of a stir-up on the next morning's Gold Coast net. Pete loved HF, with QRZ showing that he made 3,798 contacts logged right around the world. And that's only some of them. To USA, Fiji, Spain, Canada, England, New Caledonia, New Zealand, and plenty around Australia.
That made my day. Hearing you on the radio, mate.
He really enjoyed doing Jota and had a special technique to get the guides and scouts talking. Was into lighthouse activations, around-the-world parks activations, and contests. If someone put out a call from any of them, Pete was there.
I will give you a thumbs up when somebody's calling me.
Memories of Pete, VK4BT. Helping people who wanted to get an amateur license, lending someone a radio to get them started on the air, help building antennas, or even donating one, and taking absolute delight in being someone's first contact. Over the years, Pete had many ups and downs, but always bounced back, proving his worth as an inspiration to us all.
And this controller will take your call back shortly.
73, Pete, VK4BT.
Thanks, John, VK4JJW. Gary Ryan, VK4AR, has sent this story in on the passing of Ken Buckley, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo. Members of the 7125 kHz AM fraternity are deeply saddened by the news that one of their long-standing operators of vintage AM equipment, Ken Buckley, VK4KB, succumbed to cancer at the Prince Charles Hospital in Brisbane, Tuesday, May 27, 2025. Ken was an A-grade automotive mechanic who lived and worked in various locations on the Sunshine Coast and in Brisbane. In 1978, Ken qualified for his open amateur radio licence and was granted callsign VK4KB. He was based on the Sunshine Coast. Ken and XYL Linda retired to a very quiet QDH at an historic timber getters village of Jimna, northwest of Brisbane. He could boast hearing the weakest signals in such an enviable low-noise location. Unfortunately, the ideal environment changed for the worse when neighbours discovered benefits from using a hydroponic setup. Ken was active on HF and VHF, had an interest in boat anchors, and he could be heard testing and using any one of his many vintage radios. The quality of his AM signal always drew compliments from other operators. Ken had a passion for building and repurposing equipment. He had an eye for bargains, which he enjoyed discovering at local hamfests. He wasn't afraid to tackle new projects either. He built his own high voltage and 28 volt power supplies, microphone amplifier and direct digital synthesizer. His loop and Zep aerials worked very well. Ken had a range of interests, including fossicking and camping, and he often spoke of his work on the camper van. "Doing bits and pieces on the camper van to make it the way I want it," he'd say. But after recently replacing the fuel pump in his much-loved Jeep, he hoped he would never have to do that again. "It was hard yakka, and I'm getting too old for that sort of thing. I'll be 82 next month." That was October 2024. Ken will be missed by his family, and his silence will be felt by operators on the 3686 and 7125 kHz AM nets. Vale, Ken Buckley, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and welcome to QNews for Sunday the 22nd of June. Yes, it's the winter solstice, and from here, the days get longer. Good news for you if you're running your station on solar. Speaking of which, our next club technical meeting is on Monday the 14th of July, and our special topic is power and the grid. Those of us on the Downs don't yet have access to variable rate power charging, but no doubt it's coming. And when it does, those of us with a bit of tech knowledge will have a definite advantage. To give you a head start, our special guest for next month's meeting is Peter, VK4EA, whose day job is standards for the control systems that run the state's grid. Peter's going to talk through how the grid works, and it's a good bet that you'll come away better informed. Important location note, if you're attending in person, this meeting will be held at the Newtown Scouts headquarters in Toowoomba. The address and how to get there is on the club website now, plus you can attend by Zoom, and the link for that is also on the website. Check www.ddrci.org.au and note the date, Monday the 14th of July at 1900. Now, coming up in August on the 17th, we're making a command appearance at Bunnings North in Toowoomba. Our fundraising is in aid of some gear to do better televising of meetings, and you can help in two ways. Come along and buy some snags. That's always a good idea. Even better, if you've done one of these sausage sizzles before, or even if you haven't, we'd love your help. Training provided, and it's all in a good cause. And we can promise that none of the chefs will go hungry. August the 17th. And again, details on how to sign up are on the website. And a little bit further in the future, the club has entered the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Parade. That's on 20th of September, and we'll give you plenty of notice for how you can join in the fun. And there's talk of a special Flower City Award and maybe even a special call sign for the day. Lots of opportunities to get the unique log entry. Once again, 14th of July for the next meeting, 17th of August for the sausages, and 20th of September for the TCOF Parade. As always, you can send an email to secretary at ddrci.org.au or check the website at ddrci.org.au. That's with or without the W's, it'll still work. Until next week, thanks for lending your ears. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From WIA National News, I'm Alan, VK2COD, here on Q News. Now turning to Queensland, Mohammed Kapadi, one of the volunteer coordinators for the Queensland PCYC Emergency Services Cadets Program, has reached out for assistance. The Queensland Police Service Academy unit were donated 9 Motorola XTS 2500 radio and will be used as training for their cadets. The 9 radios only have 2 hand/speaker mics with them. Those two have deteriorated, and the organization that donated the radios no longer have any compatible shoulder mics for the XTS 2500. If you can help and are able to donate any spare XTS 2500 shoulder mics, working condition with clips, please send an email to Mohammed. His email address is in the text edition of this news article. This donation will help the Queensland Police Service Academy continue to train the youth of today to be emergency services of tomorrow. for Q News, I am Alan, VK2COD.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.